Joining me now to discuss how the COVID-19 pandemic is impacting his community is Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. As an update, we are up to 3,578 cases cumulatively since we started counting. And unfortunately, we've increased in the number of deaths. We have 128. On the upside, we recently held a clinic for 75 and older, and we were able to vaccinate nearly 100 people, and we're going to be vaccinating hopefully another 300 or so tomorrow. We're working on setting up appointments for those folks that are on our list. We have close to 5,000 people that have signed up through our local immunization for the COVID vaccine. And as far as our schools go, we are entering into another phase. Braintree was ahead of the curve as far as having in-person learning in a hybrid model, and we have done a bunch of modifications since we started. And at this point, we have children going 4 days a week in all different grades, and we will continue to monitor that. And I think once we have our teachers vaccinated, you know, we'll be able to take, you know, larger steps towards bringing some normalcy back to the school day.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about vaccinations. I understand there was a site opened at the town hall.
Yes, we have done flu vaccines for a number of years, and that is in preparation for a pandemic that we are experiencing now. We have had a number of different vaccines scheduled. We did our first responders, and we have a great organization in our health department, and it's set up really well. And Brewster Ambulance has partnered with us in helping out during different points of the vaccination.
In addition to that, I understand there are some sites available at CVS in town.
Yeah, I mean, we just found that out, obviously, within the last couple of days. You know, our goal is to get more vaccines for the town of Braintree. And, you know, we are capable of vaccinating up to 1,000 of our residents a week, but we're only receiving 10% of that amount of doses at this point. So we're doing the best we can to lobby to get more doses, and you know, when we do get them, we will administer them immediately. We're working on our second doses next week for our first responders, but you know, we're very much capable of doing all the vaccinating here, and we will use any other resource we can to partner with whoever we can to try to get all of our residents vaccinated.
Now, Governor Baker did announce that he would be lifting capacity limits from 25% to 40% for many establishments. What kind of impact will that have in the town? Will you be lifting any other restrictions along with that?
We've pretty much gone with the governor's restrictions as far as capacity. We did not, you know, we're trying to help the businesses any way we can. So I'm glad that we're going to be at 40%. I wish it was a higher number for these restaurants, because they're really, no pun intended, but they're starving. I mean, it's so difficult for them. And, you know, I'm glad that he allowed them to go to 40%. And, you know, we do not have any additional restrictions.
Overall, I just wanted to get your sense of how you feel things are going in terms of the overall trend with COVID right now in Braintree.
We did have the spike after the holiday period, and we knew that was going to happen. And the numbers, you know, seem to be leveling off a little bit right now. So I think that, you know, the management of the virus and the folks in Braintree have done a great job throughout this entire pandemic, and I think our numbers are getting better. And as we see that happening, we'll also be getting more folks vaccinated. So I think we're seeing kind of a leveling off at this point, and hopefully soon we'll be seeing a downturn in the numbers.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.